G'day and welcome to SciroPod. I'm Glenn Paul. The fact that we know more about the moon's surface than we do about the surface of the sea floor is an anomaly inspiring scientists to further explore the underwater landscape and its biodiversity. A two-day conference was recently held in Hobart where scientists from CSIRO, government agencies and universities discussed how to interpret the vast streams of acoustic and video data being collected from the seafloor with new technologies, including multi-beam sonar systems. While using this sound and video data is opening up new possibilities for monitoring the environment, new data processing technologies are required to make the job faster and easier. Joining me on the line to discuss this is CSIRO's Dr. Keith Hayes. Keith, firstly, why is there this lack of knowledge about the sea floor?
Good question, Glenn. You know, it's a difficult environment to work in, obviously much more difficult than terrestrial environment. The depth that we're interested in working in now sort of preclude the traditional methods. I guess in the past, perhaps there hasn't been as much of a driver in terms of the management need to understand better what's been on the seafloor. But I think now that's changing as you move into a realm of trying to manage for multiple threatening processes that might be occurring there. So I guess that's part of the rationale for it.
And with the newer technologies now, the acoustic and video technologies, how are they being used to address it?
Well, traditionally we'd use some of the acoustic technologies really just to estimate what the depth was. I mean, that's primarily where that technology started, just to get a better understanding of bathymetry, maybe a finer resolution. But increasingly now, the data that comes back, which tells us what the depth is, also gives us a whole lot of other information which we can interpret or we can try and analyze to understand not just the depth, but, you know, was that a hard reef down there? Was that soft sediment down there? So just the nature of the substrates as well as their depth. That understanding of the nature of the substrate enables us to create maps of the seafloor, particularly around, for example, the instance of reef, so hard reef, coral reefs, and that in turn enables us to get a better understanding of where, for example, biodiversity hotspots might be, understanding where some of the more productive benthos might be, what the nature of the sediments are, also for things like natural plumes of oil and gas escaping from the seafloor, where those locations might be. So there's a whole range of management applications that data could potentially be used for.
It sounds like you can get to quite a depth. How far down can you use this acoustic equipment?
Well, the latest technology will go down kilometres. I mean, the latest one now claims at 9 kilometres, and we just don't have any seafloor which is deeper than 9 kilometres. So it can really range from 100 metres, sub-100 metres, tens of metres, all the way down to the deepest ocean depths on the planet. So depth is no longer a restriction for us in terms of gathering the data. The bigger restriction now is, how do we interpret this? How do we analyze it? How do we ground truth it? So when we make a prediction that we think this seafloor is of this type, or we think this might be the type of boat on there, how do we actually get some video imagery, for example, or some other types of data to say, okay, well, that prediction was correct. Those are the primary challenges now, and also just the vast areas that are still unmapped. Those two are the two key challenges for us now.
Okay, and with the video equipment, how far are you getting down with that, and what are you seeing?
Well, we've primarily focused on shelf and slope environments, so we've primarily restricted ourselves to depth ranges from beyond diver range, so from about 50 metres down to about 600 metres. So that's where we've primarily deployed our video equipment today. But of course, you know, there are platforms which are capable of going beyond that. Typically, they're much harder to deploy, much more costly to deploy. We've really been focused on from about 50 metres down to about 600 metres.
So you're now getting the data, but that brings us to the next question. How are you processing this data? Have you got some new technology that you're using?
There's certainly a range of emerging algorithms which are looking at the full nature of the data. So in the past, what we might do, for example, with multi-beam sonar data is say, well, we can differentiate different substrate types at a certain angle that the multi-beam sonar data comes back to the ship. The multi-beam sonar sends out sound waves 110 degrees across a full spectrum of degrees from 0 to 55, both left and right. So that's a full 110 degrees of spectrum of data that's going out, and it comes back at the 110 degrees as well. Now, some of that data tends to be a little bit messed up. Some of the data on the very fringes out to plus or minus 55 degrees tends to be a little bit unreliable. So there's bands of the data which tend to be more reliable. And again, that varies by depth and varies by types of machinery. And historically, we might look at, say, one of those angles, say, a reference angle at 4 degrees or 25 degrees, and use the data at that angle there to try and differentiate what the seafloor might be. But there are now emerging techniques which are using this data along with other image analysis data around the grayscale of the backscatter augmenting that with the bathymetry data, we can start to say, well, you know, are we able to distinguish different categories of seabed beyond the coarse categorization that we're comfortable with at the moment? Can we distinguish, for example, sand veneer over rock? Can we distinguish rock that has large macroinvertebrate communities on them? And these other algorithms are potentially giving us the scope to do that. But they need to be carefully ground-truthed, and that's one of the challenges with it, is developing what is the best practice in this area to do this kind of work.
And open us up to a new world. Thank you very much for talking about your research with us today, Keith.
Cheers, Glenn.
Dr. Keith Hayes. And to find out more about the project or to follow us on other social media, just visit www.csiro.au.